Hello, listeners, and welcome to another session of Tales of the Outer Rim. Stranger Skies. Tonight we have with us Ryan. Say hi.
Hello.
Who are you playing?
I am HW. All praise be to Diego.
We also have Mike Pye.
Echo. 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 Echo.
Echoing
Echo.
Voice in the Echo. Void. Who are you playing?
Seeley Ton.
Excellent. We also have Ben.
Hey, how's it going? I play Neb Sineb.
Zach.
Oh, hi. I play Hez. I'm having troubles with my equipment. And I hate it.
Zach's just... And last, but certainly not least, we have John.
I play Captain Torcott.
Can anyone tell me what happened last time on Dragon Ball Z?
Hold on.
I think they beat Cell the last time on Dragon Ball Z.
No.
Oh, wait, no, the Cell... never mind, go on, sorry.
Which Cell? Perfect Cell? No. What are we talking about?
We're done. I shouldn't have done this.
You fed into it.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Post beat down, everybody was kind of figuring stuff out. A gal came up to us and said if we turned over what we got, they'd get us out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Offered up like protection to get out of the city because apparently the city is completely collapsing.
Yes.
Carter is completely pointless. I literally wrote in the journal, F Carter, he must be taken down.
Oh, yeah, we're leaving him on planet, I think, aren't we?
Yeah, I thought we were. I thought that's what we decided, or to go with him or something, go towards the ship.
He went back to the hideout. We were going to leave his ass here.
Yeah, Carter recommended everyone go back to the hideout where they could regroup.
That's right. We decided to go back to the ship.
Because I think Carter's still looking for something for John.
Oh, no. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
He is an outlier to the will of Diego that is literally written in the book of Diego.
I mean, that's fair. That's probably
it's canon.
That's probably how I would judge him too.
I think so that Seeley and Torcott were going to follow him back to the hideout until the zombies started coming,
and then to
the ship,
and then some things happened, and everybody was really sad.
We got attacked by a hairdo.
I got attacked by not the Juggernaut.
Not the Juggernaut.
My crown fell off, and I like HW is in the midst of having a like psychotic episode. It's going to be hilarious.
Oh, that's right.
You took his crown.
I got the last note I have is HW puts the crown on, so the crown did get knocked off.
Yes, it got knocked off by stupid not Juggernaut.
It's Willem. That is the name I decided to give that individual.
Defoe.
Yep.
He's not the friend. I was trying to say that the whole time.
Oh my god.
Sure as heck not Willem the friend.
That's amazing. Let me throw the crown onto the map.
It's right there, you say, huh?
This is Willem the foe.
We'll say it's right there.
Why is it this game? I can never keep my notes. Oh, is this my notes?
Dude, my kids keep taking my damn notebooks, dude. I get a new notebook every time to write shit down, and next thing I know, it's gone, and they're coloring in it and coloring all over the damn notes. Of course, it's got to be like a permanent marker.
You got to have multiple books. You got to have the decoy book where your kids are like, oh, that's the important one to Daddy.
Decoy book.
And you're like, oh, no. That's, right, yeah, oh, look at that, you're colored everywhere.
Oh no, not my important notes.
Where are we jumping back into the story?
So we're leaving off, I believe we left off with this giant hulking mass of an individual that is covered in what looks like...
poop.
No, it's not the ship monster.
We already fought that guy.
Yeah, you killed him. It looks like a ship plating.
We kind of did.
Yeah, you definitely did. You definitely killed the poop monster. You did a good job.
We're fighting the Titanic?
No.
I'll never let go.
My heart will go on. Near, far, wherever you are.
Oh god, this is about to get really awkward, so...
Oh, okay. So anyways, he's covered in, like, it looks like ship plating. It looks like really shitty, like, armor, actually. Like, someone just, like, welded this thing over this...
So the Titanic.
Yeah, if you want to call him the Titanic, that's fine. But he has a name.
Willem the Titanic?
Yeah. Willem the Titanic. Got it.
Willem, not the friend.
Oh, man.
But I think they hit HW. I can't remember how HW lost the crown.
You tackled me.
Oh, that's right.
You tackled him after I had pinned the other guy down and yelled he should kneel before Diego.
The patient man kneels before Diego.
Yeah, right?
Perfect. This person with the sword?
So?
No, the juggernaut.
Okay.
I guess I should ask, is he on top of me then?
No, he just tackled you.
He did like a tackle and then kind of rolled off like he was getting ready to defend himself.
Like kind of like a shoulder check, like
okay.
Does that make sense? Like tackling, like through their.
He didn't wrap his arms around him. He just like body checked him and
yeah, like kind of pinball mechanics. So, anyways, we'll say Willem walks up here next to the crown and stands over it and says, "My lord wants this," and we'll take a swipe at Torcott. Because Torcott is the closest.
Not with Neb standing there. And no, he ain't gonna tolerate that.
So Jethro is Jethro Tull. Who the hell is Willem?
Willem is the juggernaut.
Yeah, Willem.
No. So JoJo characters are all named after...
Oh, no. Jethro is supposed to be, Luther? I don't... Hang on. I just totally got distracted here. I did not say that at all.
Nope.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you did. Let's... Okay, what was it? Because otherwise it is...
Why is it awful? He's the one that failed. Willem failed. He got the despair against him.
I mean, so it's supposed to be an average melee check, so...
I want you to roll for a dark side point.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't roll a destiny point yet.
Dude, maybe you shouldn't, because we have 7.
Right.
No, roll it again. You roll your destiny point, Zach.
Get 2 more light side.
Feed the darkness. Yes. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Good going.
Okay. So we have 7 light side and 1 dark side.
It's amazing.
Not bad.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This is the first Stranger Skies we haven't started with the alright everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode.
No, you let Adam take it away.
I had to. My everything was screwed up.
Fuck.
What?
Okay, so
who are you punching?
Torcott.
Well, I was just punching Torcott, but
doesn't Torque have any like dodge or
maneuvers or something like that?
Okay, so the important Berries. Thing is this creature can spend a triumph and on successful brawl check can hit the target as well as anyone engaged with the target.
Holy cow.
Who's close enough to be considered engaged?
Neb, basically. I mean, he's like right next to him.
I might have set that damage a little too high, but we'll just roll with it.
A little?
Literally. I mean, maybe, because I'm dead. In.
5, yeah, you got 5 success, an advantage.
Let me look and see what the damage is supposed to be.
15 damage, knockdown 15. And sunder.
Yeah.
No, the knockdown and sunder is right.
Can I roll a light side point to force you to take that first roll?
Yes.
You have to use that this.
That's fine, because I need to look up the stat. Oh, here it is. No, that's right. That is right. But that's fine. That is supposed to be the damage. It's based off of a Rancor.
Holy cow.
So he goes to swing at you, and then all of a sudden reality glitches out for a second, and...
Because most creatures are much smaller than a Rancor, so it's much harder to hit a smaller target.
Oh, okay. So what do I add, 1 setback die, or what?
I don't know, dude. Just we'll see what happens.
We'll see how fast everything falls apart.
Yeah, we'll add 1 setback die, because this is like a hulking... Like, this thing is definitely a medium-sized creature. The hulking mass of metal and, like, flesh in front of you is at least 12 feet tall. So, it is an imposing creature. But we'll say it misses the first swipe. I am gonna with that triumph. The whoosh, like the.
Wait a minute! You can't use both rolls. You gotta pick one or the other.
Yeah, and Pi paid
he
you.
Failed and had a despair, or he succeeded and had a triumph.
Okay, so the despair is as if.
He punches himself in the face.
No, he falls on the ground, and
is the other enemy engaged?
He falls right on the crown. How about that?
Like it stabs him.
Ooh, it's embedded in his chest shit. Now.
Oh God! Now we got to rip it off of this guy.
Yeah, but you don't know that yet. He just falls on top of the crown. Okay, NPC. Next NPC. We got Jethro. Jethro is gonna look at Willem as he falls, and he's just gonna go, "You oaf,
you oaf!"
And he's gonna jump on top of. Oh, I guess he's engaged.
He was pinned down by my pickaxe.
Oh, all right.
Well. I pierced his leg and pinned him to the ground with my trusty pick boom.
We'll say Joe has to make a. Is HW still holding on to the pick?
No, because I got knocked down.
Okay. All right. Jethro is going to make a.
Like a discipline or something?
An athletics check. But it'll be a hard athletics check. How about that? Because, I mean, he's still, vampire or not, he's still ripping a pickaxe out of his. So Jethro attempts to, after yelling at Willem, he attempts to rip out this pickaxe that's holding him, that has immobilized him, but is unable to. With the two advantage, I will use a dark side point, and he lets out. That didn't work, did it?
You did light side point.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't be taking our points.
He will let out this unnatural like shriek that reverberates around the area around you. And I will roll leadership for him. An average leadership check because there is a bunch of shit around him. Yeah. And nothing in the chaos, nothing comes to them. Okay, PC turn.
Hey, it's our turn finally.
What's to go first?
What are you doing? We've got to get out of here.
I want to shoot the juggernaut guy.
Okay.
With my action. You ready?
No, hang on. Yeah, go for it. Oh, wait. Sorry. You probably get a boost die because he is prone. Go for it.
Two success and 1, 2, 3, 4, five.
Why do you have
advantage?
Three boost die.
Whoa.
I don't know.
That's...
I have one advantage.
That's me.
Alright, it's fine. We'll that's take me. Off. Roll.
Also, my first attack adds one damage or one success or something, which would just be one damage for this. So it's 9 damage. You can get rid of the 2. How about that? Get rid of the 2 advantage, and I'll just be stuck with 3.
Okay.
And then he can roll a critical.
Okay, that's fine.
And then for his maneuver, Hez is gonna start like running towards the starport, but like staying close enough to the group, but you know taking cover on his way to the starport.
Okay. So hang on. First of all, we're gonna go. So you did 2 success with...
Plus the bonus one. So it's 9 damage.
9.
I have a skill that gives me... It's like 1 free success on my first attack.
Okay.
Against something or other.
Yeah. I was looking more at the advantage. So you've got...
1 success and 1 advantage to first combat check of the encounter.
So you have 5 advantage?
Oh, and I actually bought one more success, so I get 2 success and 1 advantage. So it's 10 damage, and 1, 2, 3, 4 advantage, because we got rid of 2.
Okay.
So I'm going to crit and have 1 advantage that I'll pass as a boost to whoever goes next.
Describe what it looks like when you're shooting at this giant Hulk in front of you.
Well, he's facing Captain Torque, right?
I mean, he's like face down to the ground towards Torque, yeah.
Right, well, Hez was already on his way to the starport when all this stuff broke out. So he was, you know, kind of turned around and was like, we don't have time for this, and just started shooting and then took cover but made more distance between himself and the enemies.
Okay. So, Hez, it looks like you like, as you're turning around to shoot, you felt like you got a... I mean, you shot center mast, and it... Like I said, this is, like, ship plating.
Was that sailing?
We shot the center mast? So we're sailing?
No, the center mast of the thing. Like, you shot... I'm guessing just, like, you shot at the center of this giant hulking thing in front of you, right?
The center of his mass?
Yes. Center mass.
At first I thought you were messing with me, and then I was like, what? Sorry, go on.
Center mass. Mass. M-A-S-S.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, your shot went true, but like I said before, and now that you've shot at him, Hez is noticing that this thing is covered in, like, literal ship plating. And even with your souped-up gun, like, it just doesn't do enough to pierce all the way through and deal like, super critical damage.
Of course it doesn't.
I know.
Well, then what do I do with four advantage, then?
I mean, that's a triumph, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that's true. Okay, how about this? So as I'm firing at him and it's ping, 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 and ricocheting off, mm-hmm. can it hit something above him?
Oh, you don't want to do a critical injury?
Well, you said it didn't hit him and I couldn't do critical damage.
No, I mean, like, you're doing... I'm just trying to narratively...
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That. Yeah, roll the critical. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you did one crit, I was going
to
say.
Yeah. No, what I'm trying to say is narratively, like...
He didn't take any damage.
He did take damage. It's just like, even with your souped up weapon, it's...
I got you.
You're trying to punch a hole through ship plating.
Negative 30 offset?
He has...
I know.
He's so heavy, he's like off balance.
No, there's an ability that makes it harder to get created.
Durability. To get,
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because he's covered in ship
plating. Durable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically a Rancor. A souped up Rancor. Next PC. I'm sorry, were you done?
Yeah, I mean, I ran as far away as I could to get cover, but I'm headed towards the starport. Okay. Bring him to the starport! I'm gonna get the guns on!
I got you. So, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to take the next crack at this. I'm gonna do the same thing, take off running towards Hez, but I'm gonna fire my pew-pew. But then I guess I get a boost from Zach.
Yeah.
After this.
Because I had an extra advantage.
Real quick, I'm going to go ahead and shoot real quick.
Okay, go for it. Who are you shooting?
I was shooting the guy.
Hair guy or Juggernaut?
The Juggernaut guy.
Okay.
Right, that's who Zach was just, Hez was just shooting at, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing, Neb. I mean, you shoot center mass, and... You definitely do damage, but you can tell that, like, what you just shot is ship armor plating, and your gun just isn't going to... you guys are all going to have to unload on this thing just to kill it. Are you going to move, or...?
Yeah, I said I was chasing, I was following Hez.
Like, so Zach just said in chat, you can do called shots. How does that work again?
Add two setback, and you can pick where you're firing. And if you succeed, then you can do something narrative to, like, a limb. Or if you're aiming for spots between his armor plating, you could maybe do full more damage, more closer to full damage.
Like eyeball shot or something?
Yeah, but you can still also spend a maneuver to aim as well, which would add a boost. You can have two setback and a boost, and you can aim a called shot.
Wait, okay.
But then you have to spend strain to move.
Gotcha.
Next PC.
I'm going to shoot him.
Neb, you going to pass on your two advantage for a boost die?
Yeah, of course.
It'd be two boost die.
Two boost die. Hang on.
There you are, my friend.
Watch yourself.
Get him, Cap.
Can I flip light side for another boost die?
It would be for an upgrade. Are you going to aim your shot, too?
You can't aim this.
Your melee? Melee? You can aim melee.
No, he has a force lane.
Sure.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still like a weapon.
I'm going to shoot him with my grenade launcher.
Oh. I forgot you had a grenade launcher.
You can aim this thing. That's fucking funny. Yeah, go for it. It's set.
And technically, you can aim it, but oh shit.
Right?
Two advantage. Yeah, because this failure canceled a success.
I guess I'll just take back two strain.
It destroys some zombies in the background, and it gives you some, it steals your resolve, because you just destroyed some eldritch abominations.
Seely's gonna see all this, and she's gonna backpedal following Hez, and she's firing her blaster as well.
Okay. Let me set the dice pool. Are you aiming your shot?
Nope, just shooting and running.
Okay, go for it. Alright, and you're make it. Are you shooting which one? The big guy?
Yes.
Okay.
That is one success, three threats.
Your shot just ricochets off of his armor.
And off.
How does it ricochet? He actually he succeeded.
Yeah, but it didn't pierce his soak. Again, narrative.
I got you.
You all have realized at this point, I'll say even HW, who hasn't gone yet, this thing is covered in ship armor plating.
Maneuver-wise, how far away would you say I got? Am I in front of Hez?
Yeah, probably.
What?
Okay.
This is probably the order here. Now, get back here. No.
Isn't this the starport?
Don't make me move the whole map, because I missed.
Or is this the starport?
42 is the hobo hut. The starport's down across the bridge.
Oh.
Yeah, the starport is over here, which, just to remind everyone, there was an explosion, and it looks like fire over in this near area.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
That's what this little yellow red thingy is over here.
Right. But it's not that close to the starport, so we're good.
Okay. I would say Seely's probably the farthest, then Neb, then Hez, and Torque didn't run.
Farthest away to start from. How did I, after doing the exact same thing everybody else did, end up the closest? Whatever.
I recall you being closer?
Hez was the one leading the way to the ship.
You're shorter.
Torque can't run. HW's still on the ground.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, shit. I thought he was on his feet.
You guys are just leaving him there.
What a
sure am.
We haven't.
All right.
We haven't left yet.
It is your turn. And let me...
Torque's looking for promotion from Diego. By staying behind to help his priest.
That's why you're the captain. Captain.
We'll say, Ryan, if you're okay with this, well... This is going on. We could have Lahab running off towards the group, if that's
yeah. Right. He is aware of what's happening. He heard Hez shout about getting to the spaceport. So he started making his way that way.
So while everyone is shooting at this giant hulking mass, you just see this like old man running in the background, just going
not running.
Oh, he's just so. He's walking?
He's an old man. Like, I haven't had a chance to baptize him and make him young again. So he's briskly walking. That's what he's doing.
Get him, Gilroy.
These young children.
Okay. HW is ready to do some stuff. But first, looking at the guy that I have pinned to the ground with my pickaxe.
Yeah.
How's he looking? Is he looking pretty rough? Is he looking okay?
He's looking like, yeah, he looks fine. As fine as somebody could look with a giant pickaxe pierced through their, like, you know,
he's bleeding out.
Quads. He's a vampire. He doesn't bleed out. He looks more irritated that he's stuck to the ground right now.
Okay. Can... HW doesn't want to leave that behind. He did so. HW, like, I can't tell where the crown is. I just see hulking mass. Correct.
Yeah, he fell right on top of it.
That sack of crap.
Yeah. Right.
I will. I would like to get my pickaxe. I want it back. I suppose I have to use my maneuver to stand up since he knocked me over. That jackass.
You can't spend two strain for another maneuver.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but I'll start with getting up, and then I'd like my pickaxe back.
Okay.
Well, I guess that depends. Will I be able to do something with it afterwards?
That's a good question.
If I get it out. Like, I assume I would have to make a check to get it out, or...
Yeah, you're definitely going to have to make a check. And then if you pass that check, I mean, it's just going to be an average athletics check. It's the same check that Jethro would have had.
Okay.
So let's do that first. Let's resolve that. I've got the dice pool set.
Okay.
Amazing. I was going to charge you a light side point to take an extra turn to attack with it.
Three success, a threat, and a triumph.
But with that triumph, if you spend your triumph, I will make it so, or you don't have to use your light side point to do an additional... You
can like just, to do an action,
yeah.
Basically. Okay, so I have an action, and if I take strain, I have a movement. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
So you just, like, was HW always holding the pickaxe?
No, I had to get up and then grab it.
So HW just, like, pushes themselves up off the ground and then just rips this pickaxe out of this guy's, like, quadricep. Is that right? Yeah. And it just goes... And black ichor kind of, like, sprays out as you pull the pickaxe out of his leg.
Okay. Nice.
Beep boop.
Do I, like, if I look at Willem the Titanic,
uh-huh.
That's canon, by the way, in the Book of Diego.
Okay.
If I look at him, do I notice anywhere I could, like, hit him with my pickaxe, like, any gaps in the armor, anything like that?
I think you're going to have to roll perception for that.
That's okay. Like, I understand. I'm just curious.
Without doing a perception check, you could probably guess that, I mean, the head is probably a weak point. They'd have to see somewhere. You don't know where they're seeing from.
Is he on his stomach or his back?
He's on his stomach.
Oh, damn it.
I mean, joints. Those are, like, again,
Without a check?
Yeah, without a check, I'm probably... So, you get... What is it with called shots? Let me go back.
Two setback.
You probably have an additional setback just because you're blindly swinging in what you think is a blind or a weak point. Yeah, like, imagine you're, like, going to kick a guy in, like, the groin, and he's got, like a nut cup or something, right?
Oh, no, it's all good. That was way more than I needed.
Okay,
No, you're good. You're good. I was trying to gather base information.
That's the best narrative description I have.
Guy on the ground, face down with a nut cup.
On his head.
On his head. See, I don't want to make a check because would that be my action then?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't want to do that because it won't do.
We're only talking one extra setback.
That's true.
But, okay. So he is prone. It'll only be two setback to do a called shot. How about that?
Oh, God.
Because the two would offset themselves. You would have to get a boost die.
Okay.
And it only counts for the armored guy because he's covered in fucking armor. Because you can't call out a weak point that you don't know where it's at.
So I want to do a called... I'm going to do a called shot.
Okay.
But... I want HW to take a step like he's going to head towards Willem and he's going to turn with his pickaxe and try to drive it into the, in Jethro's, like, skull.
Oh.
Yeah. Get it.
Okay.
And I will give myself a boost upgrade, whatever.
Okay.
The fake out.
Yes.
I like that. I will give you a boost die for that fake out if you take one strain.
Okay. I like taking strain.
I think that's fair for a boost die. Because I like that. That's pretty awesome.
That's legit.
Yeah, go for it. I've got the dice pool set.
All right, where's my weapon? Here it is.
Oh, wait, don't roll. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, roll.
Well, I all right. All right. Here we go.
Wait.
Now go.
Okay, now roll.
Nice.
Two success, three threat. So you were aiming for his skull, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, you... Wait, was HW's pickaxe inscribed?
Yeah, I
inscribed everything except Seely's teeth because she wouldn't let me.
Because that's not fair.
I disagree.
Well, that takes time and dental tools. Yeah.
Still disagree.
So, HW, you swing... What does it look like when you swing this pickaxe?
So as if anyone was watching, they'd see like he yanks the pickaxe out of the leg of this vampire on the ground, and he puts it in his hands, and he looks like he takes a step like he's going to go towards the guy that's laying on the ground, and he just turns a two-handed overhand swing and drives the point of the pickaxe right into Jethro's skull.
Okay, I can picture that.
The pickaxe just lands with this sickening, like, and it sinks, like, all the way up to the middle of the head on it. It definitely looks like it does some significant damage. Oh, yeah. This thing is looking worse. This thing is looking worse for wear, because at first it looks like it's about ready to collapse, but then all of a sudden, like, you can't, it doesn't really, its mouth isn't in a good shape to laugh, but the body starts kind of shaking in this kind of, if you had to guess, laughing gesture motion. Like, if I don't know, barring the head being as damaged as it is, it's maybe laughing, half laughing, half like just like it's like an angry laugh. Like, it is upset that it has a, it's upset that it has a pickaxe in its head.
Yeah. I would be too.
Yeah, right? And that, but with that three threat, the pickaxe is, it's definitely stuck in its head.
Okay.
You're going to have to do something to remove it.
Oh, I plan on removing it.
Okay.
Then I will take two strain to make a movement and kind of position myself to make like a unified front with, Torque and Neb right here.
Okay.
Neb's running.
Well, yeah, he's running, but I'm HW is preparing to like cover the path, essentially.
All right.
He's covering retreat. Because he knows Lahab is over there and he's worried about Lahab, so he wants to make sure that Lahab gets out.
I like that his name's Lahab.
You won't like the name he has afterwards.
That's fine. That was a randomly generated name, and I'm just like, yeah, I like that. Ugh, I'm fine with whatever. All right, back to the top of the order. NPC. We'll go with Jethro first. Jethro is unhappy. It's like kind of a maniacal laugh at this point, just like... as it's kind of just like... But it's like this guttural, like, wet noise that's coming from his vicinity. As, I mean, like, his face is cut. His head is crushed right now. But the pickaxe does not seem to have stopped him. So his body is making its way towards HW. And it is going to... He's going to take a swing at you with his left hand.
His left hand?
Yep. I didn't even set the dice pool.
Oh, no.
I'm going to change this one to Murder Fist.
Yeah, I'll re-roll that. I'm sorry.
That sounds so bad for me. Like, I was okay with, you know, 7, 8, 9 damage. Like, I'm worried that it's going to be worse.
No,
it's fine.
I mean, it'll probably be better for you. So I'm going to make that an average roll with one setback because he's got a pickaxe in his head.
He says that, now watch.
So that's his first attack. That's odd.
I told you.
It's super odd that it gave you 4 setback. I don't understand. Oh, I understand that. It should have been way better. But that's fine. So 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 damage with 1 advantage.
Okay. He took some damage there.
And then he is going to... His hair around him is going to slink around and try to wrap around HW.
Ooh.
So let's do
sneaky.
Let me set the athletics check or brawl, whichever one you want to do.
My athletics is 3 yellows.
Okay.
My brawn is 3, so I mean it's 6 of one, half dozen of the other.
Oh, brawn or brawl.
Oh, brawn or brawl. Oh.
It's up to you. Let me set the dice check based off of Jet Throw's athletics, though.
Oh, you're good. Do your thing. Let's see if HW can squirt, like, manage to not die.
I have faith in you, HW.
Okay, make your roll.
Oh, God.
Wash.
Bam! What?
So, Jet Throw, this thing that has your pickaxe sticking out of its head, and it is making like these guttural, just angry noises towards you. Takes a swing with its left hand and swipes across you. And then as you're just like, I don't know if you're like dazed, but like, I mean, it definitely doesn't feel good when you get hit by that left hook. And as you're kind of reeling from that, you see behind him this like writhing mass that starts creeping towards you, and it starts actually grabbing onto you, but you're able to throw it off, and you realize it's his hair, like this like slimy,
ew, gross, icky,
writhing mass of hair, but you're able to throw it off
and throw it up.
Yeah, right.
He believes in a thing called love. Giant hair monster. He uses a towel.
We're going to go on to the next character, or next NPC, which is Willem, who has fallen face first into the ground.
Your NPCs always have the longest turns. I love it.
I like my narration. They will spend 2 strain to stand up.
I said I loved it.
I'm going to move the crown. You know what? Here we go. Crown on him. It's stuck into him.
Right.
Oh, it's stuck into him.
It could be stuck in his armor, but not stuck, like, piercing his skin.
Right. Like, stuck in a leather piece of the binding?
Something. I was thinking the chest plate is what I was thinking, since he fell right on top of it, right?
It stabbed him right in the balls.
All
right.
I'm going to roll a d20. I'm going to roll a d20 again. Pick odds or even.
Evens. Fuck.
Yeah, okay, so the crown pierced through into Willem's chest, and it's touching him.
It pierced through. Wait. None of our blaster fire could pierce through his armor, but this thing goes right through his chest plate?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Just making sure I'm hearing the things correctly.
It did have all of his weight falling directly onto it, though.
Also,
yeah, but this is ship plating. So we need to use this crown to take out capital ships. We're going to use it like a railgun. We're just going to spin it and launch it at other vehicles.
I mean, it's a crown that fits on Hez's head.
That's fair.
I'm not saying you can't. It just probably wouldn't be as effective as you're hoping it to be. But yeah, that tracks for this item. Yeah, it definitely, it doesn't kill him, like, but it's definitely like punctured through and is touching his flesh.
Does he take damage if it pierced his skin?
Yeah, sure.
Yay.
Like 40 damage? I mean, it's like a godlike crown.
No, he's going to take like 2 because it's pointy and it hurts. Oh, man. You know what?
Oh, God, what?
I don't even know what I want to do with that yet. This thing in front of you is going to stand up and then just kind of like clutch at its chest, where you can kind of guess that's where the crown was. It probably ended up, maybe, I don't know. Like, I guess you'd have to roll a perception. Yeah, you'd have to roll perception to really figure out what's going on. But like this thing in front of you, this immense hulking being, is going to grasp at their chest and stagger back in like this bewildered motion for a couple of seconds, and then look at you, and then just scream in this, like, I mean, we're playing, it's Star Wars, right? But otherworldly pitch.
The first Wilhelm scream.
I'm going to do a leadership check again with this character, so I say again, but it'll be the first time for this character. And I'm going to set the dice.
We're allowed to do a perception check.
Dark side upgrade one.
Yeah, you can always ask. Yeah. But if you do, make sure you get free Shavakadu.
What's up?
Well, I was just making sure that I heard you say that we were allowed to do a perception check if we wanted to see if this crown was really stuck to his chest or not.
Yeah, well, it'll be on your turn, I imagine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
But and that will be an action as well. So I spent dark side. Yeah, three success. So this hulking mass in front of you screams out, and with that scream, what comes with is a zombie, another zombie right here, and then
we pooped out zombies.
No, he's just screaming. He's summoning him.
All right, everyone. I hate to do it to you, but we are going to call the episode here. If you enjoy the show and want to see more or want to see more of the stuff that we're working on, you can check us out on the web, talesoftheunderrev.com. You can also find links to our social media and on the events tab, a link to the Child's Play charity, which we are working with doing the Donate for Destiny campaign. So check it out. If you donate a certain dollar values, you'll be able to tamper with our Star Wars game, the Destiny Pool. It's fun. It's neat. We want to give a shout out to Steph Makepeace. She does the music for the show. She has a SoundCloud at Makepeace. Super appreciative. The music is awesome. You should check her out. All right, we'll see you later, and may the Force be with you.
Yeah.
Either way, I have to pee.
We started to. Okay. All right. We'll take a break, everybody. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Tell your friends. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Adam's pee on everyone tonight. We'll be back soon. Don't go anywhere.